One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the heart of Chicago, where the modern skyline reflects in the murky waters of the Chicago River, lies a site that holds a chilling story of tragedy and loss. On July 24, 1915, the SS Eastland, a steamship designed for excursions and filled to capacity with passengers, suddenly capsized at the dock. In just moments, 844 lives were lost, plunging the city into shock and sorrow. This was no distant catastrophe at sea. It unfolded right in the heart of a bustling metropolis, in full view of stunned onlookers, but the echoes of that fateful day seem to linger. Over the decades, reports of ghostly apparitions, phantom screams, and inexplicable chills have turned the Eastland disaster site into one of Chicago's most infamous paranormal locations. Visitors and locals alike have shared tales of unsettling encounters that defy rational explanation. Could the emotional weight of the tragedy have imprinted itself on the surroundings, or is this simply the power of suggestion at work? Today, we delve deep into the history and the haunting of the Eastland disaster site, separating fact from folklore and uncovering the stories of those who say they've witnessed the unexplainable. Is this a case of residual hauntings, or do the spirits of 1915's victims still wander the riverbank? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The SS Eastland, known as the Speed Queen of the Great Lakes, was a vessel with a troubled past, even before its infamous disaster. Built in 1903, it was designed for passenger excursions across Lake Michigan, ferrying Chicagoans eager for a break from the industrial grind of city life. But the ship had a reputation for instability. Even minor shifts in weight could cause it to list, and several incidents before 1915 raised alarms about its safety. Despite these concerns, the Eastland remained in service, and on that ill-fated day in July, it was prepared to transport employees of the Western Electric Company and their families to a company picnic in Michigan City, Indiana. The morning of July 24th began with excitement and anticipation. Hundreds of passengers, dressed in their Sunday best, boarded the Eastland at the dock along the Chicago River. The ship quickly reached its capacity of over 2,500 passengers and crew. However, as more people boarded, the ship began to list ominously toward the dock. Crew members attempted to redistribute the weight, but it was too late. At 7:28 a.m., just moments after boarding had finished, the Eastland rolled onto its side, trapping hundreds of passengers below deck. The scenes that followed were nothing short of horrific. Some passengers were thrown into the river, while others were trapped in the ship's lower compartments. Witnesses described the air filled with screams and chaos as rescuers scrambled to pull people from the water. By the time the recovery efforts ended, 844 lives were lost, many of them women and children who had no chance to escape the cramped, waterlogged lower decks. The disaster left an indelible mark on Chicago. Families were devastated, communities mourned, and the city grappled with one of the worst maritime tragedies in U.S. history. Investigations revealed that the Eastland's design flaws, combined with recent modifications to comply with new safety laws, had made it dangerously top-heavy. While lawsuits followed and blame was assigned, no one was ever held criminally accountable for the loss of life. As the years passed, the site of the disaster seemed to take on an eerie aura. People working or living near the Chicago River began reporting strange occurrences. Early accounts spoke of phantom screams echoing along the water at night, cries that seemed to rise and fade as if carried by the wind. Others claimed to see shadowy figures standing along the riverbank, only for them to vanish when approached. One of the first widely publicized paranormal reports came from a security guard patrolling the area in the 1920s. He described hearing muffled voices and splashing sounds coming from the water, despite seeing no one nearby. At first, he dismissed these incidents as tricks of the imagination or the result of urban noise. But when the experiences persisted, he grew uneasy and began avoiding that stretch of the river. In the mid-20th century, construction crews working near the river's edge unearthed artifacts from the Eastland disaster, shoes, personal belongings, and even skeletal remains. These discoveries reignited public interest in the tragedy and seemed to correlate with an uptick in reported hauntings. Workers reported hearing footsteps behind them, feeling unexplained cold spots, and even seeing apparitions dressed in early 20th century clothing. Skeptics suggested that these experiences were the result of environmental factors. The Chicago River, after all, is notorious for amplifying and distorting sounds, particularly at night. Others pointed to the psychological effects of knowing the site's history. Could the power of suggestion alone explain the eerie reports? Yet for those who experienced these events firsthand, the sensations were too vivid to dismiss. The Eastland disaster's legacy is one of profound tragedy and enduring mystery. Even as the city moved forward, the memories of that day lingered, not just in history books, but some say in the very air around the river. And as new generations grew up hearing the stories, the site's reputation as a haunted location only deepened. The Eastland disaster site has long been regarded as one of Chicago's most haunted locations, and over the years, accounts of eerie phenomena have only grown more chilling. While early reports of phantom screams and shadowy figures set the stage for its haunted reputation, more intense encounters have emerged, painting a vivid picture of what some believe to be a lingering connection between the site and the souls lost in 1915. One of the most commonly reported phenomena is the sound of splashing water, accompanied by faint cries for help. These sounds often occur in the early morning hours, the same time as the disaster. Witnesses describe them as startlingly real, with some even jumping into the river, believing someone is drowning, only to find nothing. These auditory experiences have baffled both skeptics and believers alike, as the Chicago River is typically quiet during these hours with no obvious source for such noises. Another recurring phenomenon involves apparitions near the riverbanks. Tourists and locals alike have reported seeing figures dressed in early 20th century clothing standing near the water's edge. These figures are often described as pale and expressionless, vanishing without a trace when approached. In one chilling account, a jogger claimed to see a young girl in a white dress staring blankly at the water. Concerned for her safety, he called out to her, but she simply turned and disappeared. Perhaps the most unsettling reports come from workers at the Reed Murdoch Center, a historic building near the disaster site that served as a makeshift morgue in the aftermath of the tragedy. Employees have shared stories of unexplained footsteps echoing through empty hallways, objects moving on their own, and even faint whispers in otherwise silent rooms. One janitor recounted a harrowing experience in which he saw a shadowy figure pass by a doorway, only to discover moments later that he was alone in the building. And paranormal researchers have taken a keen interest in the Eastland site, conducting investigations with advanced equipment, teams using EVP, electronic voice phenomena, recorders have captured chilling audio clips of what sound like faint voices calling out names, pleading for help, or simply saying, "Why?" Thermal cameras have detected inexplicable cold spots along the riverbanks, often coinciding with areas where eyewitnesses report the strongest activity. One investigation even attempted to recreate the conditions of the disaster, with researchers boarding a boat near the site to see if they could trigger any paranormal activity. During the experiment, multiple participants reported feeling sudden waves of nausea, dizziness, and unshakable feelings of sadness. While some attributed these sensations to the power of suggestion, others were convinced they were tapping into the lingering energy of the tragedy. Theories about the hauntings vary widely. Some suggest that the Eastland site is a classic example of a residual haunting, where the intense emotions of a tragic event imprint themselves on the environment. In this theory, the sounds and apparitions are not conscious spirits, but echoes of the past, playing out like a looped recording. Others argue that the hauntings are intelligent in nature, with the spirits of victims remaining tied to the place where their lives were tragically cut short. Skeptics, however, continue to offer rational explanations. They point to the acoustics of the Chicago River, the psychological power of knowing the site's grim history, and even the effects of city pollution on perception and mood. Yet these arguments do little to sway those who have experienced the phenomena firsthand. For them, the sensations of being watched, the inexplicable sounds, and the apparitions feel far too real to dismiss. As the years pass, the Eastland disaster site remains a place where history and the supernatural collide. Whether the hauntings are the result of restless spirits or the collective memory of a city scarred by tragedy, one thing is certain. The echoes of that fateful day in 1915 continue to resonate, leaving visitors and residents alike to wonder if the past ever truly lets go. The Eastland disaster stands as a stark reminder of how tragedy can leave an indelible mark, not only on history, but perhaps on the very places where it unfolds. Over 800 lives were lost on that fateful morning in 1915, and while the physical scars on the Chicago River have long since faded, the emotional and, some say, supernatural scars remain. Whether you believe in the paranormal or not, there's no denying the powerful impact of the Eastland story. The persistent reports of ghostly screams, spectral figures, and inexplicable phenomena force us to confront the idea that perhaps trauma does leave something behind, whether it's a lingering energy or simply the weight of collective memory. Psychologists might argue that confirmation bias and cultural storytelling explain these hauntings, while paranormal enthusiasts suggest the evidence points to something far more unearthly. But maybe it doesn't have to be one or the other. Could the hauntings be a blend of both, psychology giving form to energies we don't yet understand? Or are these stories simply the city's way of keeping the memories of 844 lives alive, a spectral reminder that history never fully lets us move on? Whatever you believe, the Eastland disaster site remains a place where the past refuses to be forgotten, a haunted testament to the lives lost, the mysteries left behind, and the human need to make sense of the unexplainable. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.